We'll have another milder than normal day today with mainly cloudy skies and the threat for some scattered showers as a couple of disturbances slide through the region. There is still some inconsistency between the models as to how the next couple of days will evolve. What has been fairly consistent are the waves of energy moving through, enhancing the risk for some scattered showers throughout the day and a strong southwesterly flow, aiding in pumping in the milder than normal temperatures. With a strong cold front approaching the region Wednesday, temperatures should be quite mild and may top off in the 50s and 60s before the front comes crashing through. Now, if the clouds and showers weren't around, we could see some records being absolutely smashed on Wednesday. But for now, it looks like it'll just be an unseasonably warm day before the front shuts down the nice temperatures and ushers in a return to much colder weather for the second half of the week. We will continue to watch Wednesday closely as there may be some potential for some severe weather, but more on that later today or tomorrow. Now, in the wake of the front, it'll turn cooler Thursday with temperatures falling for much of the day, and temperatures will continue to fall through the 40s into the 30s and likely wind up in the teens by late in the evening. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms extending from central Illinois and adjacent west central and southwest Indiana through the southeast half of Missouri, extreme western Kentucky into northern and central Arkansas and a small part of eastern Oklahoma. There's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the enhanced risk from eastern Oklahoma and northeast Texas into northern Missouri and the lower Ohio Valley and southern Great Lakes region. There's also a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding this slight risk from eastern portions of the southern plains to the upper Ohio Valley and southwest Great Lakes. Severe thunderstorms will be possible today and tonight for those eastern portions of Oklahoma and Texas, northeastward into parts of the lower and middle Mississippi and Ohio valleys. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, we'll have a chance of light rain this afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. In Boston, mostly cloudy, a high near 55. And in Buffalo, showers likely and maybe a thunderstorm. It'll be cloudy with a high in the mid-50s and a southeast wind 5 to 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 38 degrees with a record of 63 set in 1903. Normal minimum temperature is 20 degrees with a record of 10 below zero set in 1950. Sunrise and sunset data for today, the last day of February. February 28th, sunrise at 6:32 a.m. and sunset will come at 5:44 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of showers, near steady temperature in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, it'll be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, showers likely, temperatures holding steady in the low 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with a chance of showers overnight, temperatures holding steady in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the lower 50s. Tonight, showers likely, steady temperatures in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to south of Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the low 50s. Cloudy with a chance of showers overnight, temperatures holding steady around 50 degrees with a south wind near 10 miles an hour. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, rain likely, maybe some thunderstorms, highs in the low and mid-60s, partly sunny, windy, and cooler for Thursday, highs in the 30s to low 40s, partly sunny and colder Friday, highs in the 20s to mid-30s, mostly sunny and cold for Saturday, highs in the 20s to low 30s, and partly sunny and milder for Sunday with highs in the low and mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.